When it comes to impacts from climate change, communities across the world are in trouble. That's according to a Portugal-based professor of environmental psychology. José Palma spoke in Aspen about how communities must become more resilient. He told me ecosystems are increasingly vulnerable and societies are stressed and less able to handle change.
It's not a pretty picture, I would say. But one thing in order to solve it is to confront with the pretty and the ugly pictures.
When it comes to Aspen, what are the problems that this community may encounter as the impacts of climate change come, and how can it become more resilient?
What we can do, in my opinion, is first see where we are really dependent. Try to diversify that. Try to see the sources of energy, for instance. We are in a very energy-dependent process, the ski lifts and all kinds of stuff. Everything is energy. And energy is very cheap now, very, very inexpensive. And that is one of our problems. Then we have problems of the snow. The snow is not maintaining. We're going to expect that in the future. That will be less snow or more patchy snow and so on. Then we have to be adapted to that and try to find out other ways of maintaining the income. Then diversify the ecosystem by itself, creating new ecosystem, new forests, new patches of different things. Then go back, because Aspen is not really Aspen. I've been here for a week. I've been seeing that Aspen is the center of a river flows of goods and people that go from the valley, up in the valley, come to here and so on. And how we can interconnect those things, how can put those communities more integrated with the global destiny of the region.
So when it comes to the climate negotiations,
yes,
that are underway in Paris, and you are traveling there later this month, they are trying to come to a climate deal. Is that enough to create a resilient global community?
No. Between now and 2020, all the diplomats have to do the agreements, the details in the agreements. And that will be very, very, very complicated. Yeah, they're going to reach it, but they will not be able to implement it. And then we have to prepare.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
José Palma is with the University of Lisbon. He gave a public lecture Wednesday on behalf of the Aspen Global Change Institute.